This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Tuesday, the 11th of August here, we're having a heat wave, a tropical heat wave here in New England where I am. Victoria Keelan is down the road a bit in New Jersey, and I suspect there's a tropical heat wave there been going on. It is warm, hot, humid, the triple H's, hot, hazy, humid. And so it's a good policy for you to stay inside if you can, and because there are so many people that are working from home, maybe it's a little bit easier. You find that to be the case. By the way, Jennifer's not with us in this hour of the DJV program. The fact that your husband works from home, you work from home, more Americans seem to be working from home. Does that somehow modify the impact or lessen the impact of having to deal with all this heat? And it's not just where you and I are. Wherever you are, pretty much across the country, you're dealing with it's been hot in the East Coast, on the West Coast as well, but the Midwest, hot, dry, humid, oof. So working from home, what do you think? That impacts the impact of having all this humidity and heat and dealing with it, Victoria?
A lot of people have said that their electric bills have skyrocketed, which makes sense because everyone, the kids are home, everyone's on devices all day doing, working from home, schooling from home, things like that. And then, wherever you are in your house, most people, in a normal situation, pre-pandemic, the parents drop the kids off at school, they go to work, and the AC stays off during the day. Right. And now everyone's dealing with a different reality. So, it's been
part of that reality is, using that word interesting, this review that found remote work days are longer than office days. I found that. I would have thought it would have been the other way around.
Everyone thinks that, and it's interesting because, you and I have always worked from home. Well, since I've been on the show, I've worked from home with you.
Yeah.
And but watching my husband now work from home, his days are so much longer, and he is
But what are they? Are they throwing more things at him to do? Is it longer? Does it take longer to get things done because he's not in the office with all the other things that are necessary and handy to make work?
I think he's working more. He's just doing more.
More projects.
And when your day in the office ends, let's say at 5, 5:30, 6 o'clock, depending on what your work hours are, then you go home and your day is done. But when you're already at home, like this is bizarre, but whatever. He has conference calls sometimes that start at 6:30, at night. Way past, what is, and he starts working at 8:30 or 9 sharp, so that's a very long day.
So he's conscientious about his, I wonder, that's what I was sort of wondering about, if in fact people are more conscientious or less conscientious, are we showing people to be more mature because they're taking the responsibility on themselves or they're continuing with that, which is a responsibility? Rather than just sloughing it off with teachers and education, it's just the opposite.
I think that employers know people are at home, and they know, where are we going to go? We're in New Jersey. Yeah. We're still in a lockdown state. So you can't tell your boss, I have plans after 5 p.m., because that's a lie. Where are you going? I also kind of think, depending on where you are, I've noticed a lot of meetings. He never used to have a meeting that would start after 4:30 when he was commuting into the city, and everyone knows they've got to commute out of the city. No one that I know of has less than an hour of a commute. And so now that everyone's at home, I think people are just kind of like throwing meeting times around, and it's getting the day is getting longer. And but I do think that I see how busy he is all day, so I think he is a lot more productive, and that's what that Harvard Review study showed, that the days are 10 to 20% longer, but productivity is really high.
Do you steal an extra kiss during the day? He's around?
He's so busy, I feel like I don't see him, even though he's in the other room in our apartment.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, it's interesting because it's such a different way of life for so many people.
Is it a better way
pretty much
of
the
life?
Same, but
is it more wholesome? Do we, when you think about the time on the train or in a bus or in a car going back and forth to work.
Well, we're saving money.
Yeah.
That's one of
what
the benefits.
What is that doing? That's a very interesting and very compelling.
He pays $6,000. Yeah, we added it up. He pays roughly $6,000 a year to commute. So when you take that out of your, you know, when that's no longer being taken out of your paycheck, then, you know, that's a nice, and then you're not buying lunch for 15, 20 bucks a day.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money that you can save. All of our friends, you know, who used to commute into the city are finding the same thing, that they've ended up saving money.
What happens to the jobs of all the people who were employed to get your husband and the millions of other commuters back and forth to work? Think about that.
Yeah.
Now that's
New Jersey
kind of juggle
Transit
and change. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yep.
Change society. So there's that. So all right. So then I started in a facetious way singing a tropical heat wave. But we have something going on that nobody seems to know much about. A particularly dangerous situation.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're using the news media a euphemism for that. The PDS is an unfolding.
That's actually a term from the weather the National Weather Service that I've never heard before.
Never heard before.
And I've never heard derecho. That's what this storm is. And essentially, I looked this up last night because I was so mystified by it. This is a really intense storm that kind of took out the million people in the Midwest have no power right now in Iowa and Illinois. Lots of damage, power outages, all kinds of high winds, 112 miles per hour.
Thunderstorms, lightning. Right?
And then it looks like a giant tornado in the sky, and it actually triggered tornado warnings in Iowa because the wind was as strong. It was just a different
Remember
way
that movie?
That the wind.
A Day is Done or something. The end. It was like an end of the world movie that had this sort of thing going on in it. Remember that from 10, 12 years ago? I forget what the name of it was, but it's the action in the movie was all about this sort of a storm ripping things up. And normally, you would attribute this to a tornado. There were a bunch of tornadoes, a few that were serious, but a bunch of them last week at the end of the hurricane. Remember where you were? I think you saw more where you were than I did where I was, although as it went up the storm, went up the Hudson River, there were on the east side of it a number of small tornadoes that would have 150, 160 miles. Right. So
but, you know,
here we
it's
are.
This, and this is similar with the gusts of wind, the way, but the thing about this storm is that it spread, like a tornado has a very kind of narrow path, and the derecho spreads out over 250 miles.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of nuts. There are lots of photos of the damage on social media this morning, and there's one home in Iowa that it looked like a support beam, flew through the window into the living room and is just sticking out of the side of the wall that could have easily impaled someone. It's just, it's really nuts how much this storm kind of mimicked a tornado. And it's just really dangerous.
Millions of people are affected by this, so you have hopefully the electricity works, or you got something, the battery in your iPhone and the battery in something. Imagine if people actually had a radio, a clock radio, and they could listen on that to what's going on.
Well, Lewis was laughing at me when we lost our power a bunch of times last week.
Yep.
And at one night, I think it was Thursday night, we had lost power Tuesday and then a bit again on Wednesday, and then Thursday night it went out kind of kaput. And once we realized after about a half an hour that it was probably not coming back anytime soon, I had a moment where I was like, all right, I'm really sick of this. I can't just sit in the dark with candles on anymore. Like, I don't know how to handle this. I had almost like a panic attack. I need to watch something. You just get so used to.
Yeah.
And then we ended up playing cards and it was fine. But it was a moment where.
What game
he
did
was
you
laughing
play?
At me.
What
Blackjack.
Cards did you play? Yeah. Are you any good at it?
I beat him. So, yeah.
Yeah. What other card? Do you play cards? Well, that's an interesting thing.
I would love to know how to play poker, but I don't know how.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like, yeah, I have to really, study that, because I think that's a real art.
Yeah, it is, in fact. Now, to go back to the situation with business and what's going on in the economy, believe it or not, I was looking at this yesterday, the stock market is inching toward the peak that it experienced in January. It's a kind of a weird, smart recovery. It's about 9 points off of the peak, but isn't it really interesting? I mean, there's so many things. There isn't, it isn't for the same reasons, for sure. But when you really, I find it very interesting when I look at some of this stuff as to how we're all dealing. There was a March sell-off that was really kind of dangerous, but when you look at the all-time high, I think it was the mid-January, 14th, 15th of January, it's just very interesting as to where the confidence level is and why people would be buying stocks or why big companies are buying stocks. And there are lots of folks, because of what you just said, that are restructuring their salary. And one wonders if this thing goes through that Trump signed over the weekend that gives people all of their the money that goes to taxes, if we keep all of that, and if the employers keep all of that, does that further help push the, you know, there are a lot of people that have gone back to work, so does that push the economy into a place where people are feeling more secure and feeling better about keeping things as they are, if you get my drift?
I don't know, because that payroll tax is not, it's not a tax cut, it's not a tax break, it's a tax deferment.
Yes.
And a lot of people didn't, you know, when he signed these four executive orders, it was very confusing to the public, because how he synopsized them is not actually what's in those executive orders. So I think it was the Small Business Council. I saw it, the SBA yesterday.
Yeah.
There are a lot of small businesses who are not going to bother with it's not essentially if employers want to not withhold tax right now, they can, but most of them are saying that they're not going to, because this is a tax bill that you're going to have to pay anyway eventually.
Yep.
So this is just a deferment, and if businesses and they have people employed, a lot of small businesses have said, you know what, we're not going to mess with it, we're just going to keep everything the way it is. So it's really not, maybe as an idea, it would have been better if it was a payroll tax cut. Of course it would have been better, but it's not a cut. It's really kind of on the surface. It seems great, but it's really not in reality.
If Congress had been in session, is that what would have come out? Was this the best that Trump could do on his own? And if Congress had done their job and stayed and tried to figure out how this would work, would that have
Mitch McConnell was against this. This didn't even have Republican support. That's why it's an executive order. I think, you know, Steve Mnuchin was pushing for it, but Mitch McConnell and all the other senators seem to just say, you know what, that's not going to help anybody who doesn't have a job. So, and
I'm
that
pushing,
is the priority.
Yeah. My priority and what I'm pushing for right now is for your health and well-being to forestall any issue you may have in your family, you especially. The virus continues to affect people who are overweight. Interesting, it affects people of color more than it affects white people because of the weight issues, although most Americans, no matter what their race and color and creed, they're overweight. You are. You're overweight. You know that. So how about you utilize the collagen protein in Calitrin, which will not only give you a better sleep pattern and more energy, but the weight loss thing. The first 4 to 6 weeks would be on the Calitrin weight loss formula. You will notice a difference. Stay with it for 6 months. It'll train your body to lose the weight that you want and to keep it off. Every bottle is a 30-day supply, so you take four every night, or you can use the liquid formula if you want to. But I'm telling you, this stuff is so fabulous. It works so well. Go to toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV. Save, because you don't have to get the shipping. You get the BOGO deal. 6 months, three free, three you pay for. Lose the weight and keep it off with Calitrin at Top.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
For a woman in the White House. New song from Sheryl Crow. Now she's released a video as well. For this is basically a hit that was around for a while before. It's now been re-recorded. The video features footage from the women's suffrage movement, which began, interestingly enough, I don't know if you know this, Victoria, here in Framingham, Massachusetts.
I did.
With a woman whose mother, the woman was the mother of my second father, in essence.
Oh, wow.
Her name, last name was Mayo, was Eleanor, no, it was Leora something Parker or Mayo. Anyway, this footage features from the suffragette movement a lot of things, and then it connects it to Black Lives Matter, and the this youngster Greta Thunberg, who's the climate activist, also appears in the video. Sheryl Crow said, quote, "Our movement of strength grows as we take to the streets and make our voices heard. We must not stop here. It's time for us to show up on the polls, be seen and heard as the great leaders we are." Sounds like a page out of the Doug Steffen playbook. I always thought women were better managers, better workers, better in charge. So, for the first time since the song debuted back in 2012, Sheryl Crow will release Women in the White House as a 7-inch single. Boy, I bet this will get a lot of airplay. I would think.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. And that's why they're releasing it this way, because it's easier to put into the computer, to put into the programming work, the wheel, if you will. The 45 features red, white, and blue spattered colors, and there are only going to be 500 copies of it sold, which I find unusual. I bet they could sell 50,000.
Well, this is just for, yeah, I mean, digitally, this is everywhere. But if you want to have, a lot of people love vinyl now again.
Yeah.
And so if you want to have that, you know, that vinyl copy of it, that's a cool thing to do.
So the single now available for pre-order with a bundle that includes a tie-dye T-shirt. How are we going back to those, eh?
Tie-dye is so huge right now.
Is it?
It's oh my gosh! It's the number one fashion trend of quarantine is tie-dye. People are doing at-home tie-dye kits. People are buying tie-dye everything. It's crazy. It's great. I love tie-dye.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Oh, do you? A portion of the proceeds donated to She Should Run, which is a nonprofit that aims to increase the number of women considering a run for public office.
That is a great organization. she should run. It helps women start out. If you have no money, because campaign, you know, fundraising is so
expensive.
It's such a challenge,
yeah.
And they really get you started. It's a great organization for women.
So, as you listen to this, I wonder if there's a woman running as vice president, if this song becomes part of the backdrop. You know, a lot of popular.
I didn't think about that actually, but yeah, maybe.
Well, thank you. I thought about something you didn't think about.
There you
woo-hoo!
Go.
Yay! All right, from Sheryl Crow and A Woman in the White House, we move into Billie Eilish. iHeart has launched their 2020 Why I'm Voting campaign, which is aimed at encouraging participation in the election, obviously. This year, in addition to the presidential election, 35 Senate seats are up. It's always a third, a third, and a third. And all seats in the House of Representatives. You know what that does? It sort of sparks a conversation about what I think ought to be our reality. 1 6-year term for everybody. 6-year term for the House, that's it. Can't run again. 6 years in the Senate, can't run again. 6 years in the White House, can't run again. That's it. Done. So from now till Election Day, there are going to be campaign spots on a lot of radio stations, etc. Participating would be Billie Eilish, Dan and Shay, Dan Reynolds of Imagine Dragons, DJ Khaled, Fallout Boy Adam Lambert, Ashley McBride, Phineas. Now I feel like I know what's going on with Phineas because he's Billie Eilish's brother. I remember that, right? So it's just one more thing. Text VOTE to 26797 to learn more about how the election procedures are going to take place. Good information. There it is. 28 after the hour.
Your attitude determines how you hear things. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Have you ever noticed that one person can be extremely bothered by the same noise that another person finds pleasure in? The reason that's so is it's not the sound itself that determines how we hear things, but our attitudes. One person might hear the sound of crows, for instance, and think it's haunting. Another might find joy in trying to hear what kind of crow dialogue is happening. Listen, in life, you not only hear what you want to hear, but you also hear things the way you prepare yourself to hear them. Life can produce sounds that are simultaneously annoying and fascinating. What you hear in life often has much less to do with the outer sound than it does with your inner voice telling you how to perceive that sound. To listen to life in a whole new way, visit Dr. Christian Conti.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans and Rocket Mortgage. During these challenging times, our commitment to providing you with the best mortgage experience remains. We understand that hardships may arise, and we're prepared to help. Mortgage rates remain near historic lows. If you think that now is the right time to refinance your mortgage, our home loan experts are available to help 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. At rocketmortgage.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. And NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number
33. Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Trump administration is reportedly considering expanded tax cuts to help Americans navigate the coronavirus pandemic. President Trump said yesterday,
"We're looking at also considering a capital gains tax cut, which would create a lot more jobs."
Last week, the president did sign orders declaring more enhanced unemployment benefits, student loan forgiveness, and an eviction moratorium for the rest of the year. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell blaming Democrats for a lack of a new legislated economic stimulus package.
The Speaker of the House and the Senate Democratic leader decided we would not deliver any of that.
A 51-year-old man allegedly threatened a Secret Service officer outside the White House yesterday afternoon. The suspect was shot in the torso and is currently in a hospital. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, survival gardeners. Garden soil isn't what it used to be. In fact, many gardens are farmed out and some are functionally dead. That means adding back the right trace minerals to your soil can immediately catapult your garden fertility, which means, quite naturally, better tasting and more nutritionally dense fruits and vegetables. So if you got your garden in late and want to help your fruits and vegetables play catch up, or you simply want to pour on the trace elements to maximize this year's harvest, I've got good news. It's not too late to give everything you've got growing this year in your garden a powerful, life-renewing turbo boost. And the best part? This unique product creates a type of trace mineral synergy, which means that each mineral and trace element in the formula makes all the other minerals and trace elements much more effective than if they were used alone. Go to cmazing.net to turbo boost your garden. That's cmazing.net. Improve flavor, increase your harvest. Go to cmazing.net.
Just over 97,000 children have now tested positive for the coronavirus in the last 2 weeks, according to the American Academy of Pediatrics. Out of almost 5 million reported COVID-19 cases in the United States, the group found that more than 340,000 were children. In New York City, home to the nation's largest school district, Mayor Bill de Blasio announced a return to in-person schooling in the fall and pledged that his officials have worked incessantly to get it right. 30 children have died of the coronavirus in the month of July. Pressure to get kids back into the classroom has left superintendents in more than 13,000 different school districts across the country to figure out how to keep children safe amid a myriad of public health advisories and how to handle learning differences. Counterfeit documents are giving criminals a license to commit a number of crimes, including voter fraud and terrorism, according to United States officials at the Customs and Border Protection offices. They say they've seized over 20,000 counterfeit U.S. driver's license at Chicago's O'Hare Airport alone. The licenses and other fake documents were included in overseas shipments, mostly from China and Hong Kong. Dallas has also seen an influx in counterfeit document seizures, over 20,000 since 2019. And last fall, CBP agents in Kentucky intercepted nearly 30,000 fake U.S. licenses and more than 3,000 blank cardstocks for making those licenses that were headed to New York City. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Today is Tuesday. I find today to be my busiest radio day of the week, Victoria. There are a lot of things that go on the air, off the air, behind the scenes that I tend to have to take care of on Tuesdays. I think we figured out
that's because you were born on a Tuesday. Whatever day you were born, that's usually your busiest day.
Did we know? Really? We had that conversation?
Yeah, we talked about that. I think it was last year, because really? I looked it up to see what day you were born, and I'm pretty sure it was a Tuesday.
A Tuesday. Really? Mm-hmm. Okay. So that explains it all, folks.
Well, apparently there is something to it. Like, I've seen a lot of different celebrities. Reese Witherspoon talks about it. She was born on whatever day, and she said that's always her most productive. So it just there's something maybe to it. I don't know.
I find that every day is productive. Well, with me, one day runs into another, and half the time I don't remember, other than what I'm doing on the air, what our particular assignments are for a particular day. I don't, because of the farm. The chores need to be done every day. I find that I can spend more time and focus more on my chores on the farm on the weekend than I can during the week for obvious reasons, because I got to keep this program in sync and going and in focus. But it really is that Tuesdays become, I don't know if it's more hectic, it just seems like it moves. I was just thinking outside as I took Daisy out for her morning walk that it is, it's amazing how quickly when you're looking outside, you know, we're halfway done with the warm weather season. And it seems like it just literally started, and with the COVID thing, it maybe even has gone faster. You know, some people said they've had a lot of time on their hands. I haven't felt that way at all. If anything, I feel like things are moving faster and faster. After all, who remembers that last year on this date, we celebrated National Raspberry Bomb Day? A bomb, is it a glacis? What is the, what's a, it's an ice cream dessert. Mm-hmm. When they call it, what do they call it in England?
Bomb glacé.
Well, but it's pudding. You have, you like pudding. Everything, dessert is called pudding over there. So this is one right up my alley because it's full of sweet, right?
Yes.
A lot of different fruity flavors. Yum.
Mm-hmm.
A French chef named Auguste Escoffier gave 60 recipes for bombs in his Le Guide Culinaire. The French are so funny. Their language is so affected, as are they, for the most part. Is that, you know, the Italians, the Germans. But the French, you, Auguste Follier in the raspberry boom, is prepared by... Well, all right, so anyway, the National Raspberry... Raspberry is a fabulous flavor. And as I said, we have an ice cream, even though I've stopped serving ice cream on the farm, we had an ice cream flavor that was... Yeah, I've shut the farm down as of today, as a matter of fact, for outside visitation. It's got to be... I have to get it back to being a farm. The visitation, people coming, you've gotten out of control.
Oh, you're getting too many people.
Too many people, yeah.
Oh, well, that's a good problem to have, right?
Yeah.
There's an interest.
So,
you know there's a strong interest.
Yeah, there's a strong interest, but the people coming, one of the things, you know, I've described, now there's a new thing called the George Floyd effect, when we've gotten to the point where the straw breaks the camel's back, you know, and I had my George Floyd moment this past weekend. When there were some youngsters running around, teenagers, young teenagers, 13, probably 14 years old. And we have a series of picnic tables out on the farm. And these guys were jumping. There were people walking around, and they were jumping from table to table to table. And then they got on. I have these little tractors around that young two, three, four-year-old kids can ride around. And these kids, who are full grown, were riding them up and down the driveway. And I said to them, those are not made for you. Please get off of them. And one of the kids told me to go blank myself. So
what?
I looked at him. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I told
God.
Him, get off right now. Get in your car and leave and don't come back.
Yeah.
And so that kind of, I mean, I've had
That's too bad.
Of things. Yeah. Well, you know, it's very difficult to manage. We're short-staffed anyway. I need to focus on the well-being of the animals and that kind of stuff
right.
rather than have everybody. And so we're going to give it a rest for a while. But that doesn't mean we don't have a lot of ice cream left over. And one of the...
I was going to say, did you just move the ice cream into your house?
Yeah, no, it's still the buses are full of ice cream. But this raspberry, there's a raspberry swirl, that is so good. Yum. And this time of year, it makes it even more fun to have. It's so hot, that ice cream tastes so good. Nothing better than a wonderful big ice cream cone during this hot weather, as it were. All right, so now that we've got that taken care of, some problems around a couple of, I want to talk about the protest in New York, but first, why don't you take us in your direction?
Well, I think it's worth mentioning that anyone who was watching the White House press briefing yesterday saw President Trump was interrupted by a Secret Service agent who basically, you know, kind of motioned for him to step away from the podium, whispered something in his ear, and then the president just left the room. That's never a good sign whenever you see a president being whisked away.
Yep.
However, in this case, everything was totally fine. There was a man outside of the White House. He was on 17th Street and Pennsylvania, the northwest corner right in front of the White House.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a 51-year-old suspect. He approached a federal officer at 5:50 p.m. This is right as the press briefing was about to begin. And he approached the officer, said he had a weapon. Then he turned around and ran aggressively towards another officer, and then kind of made a motion to be like drawing a gun from inside his jacket.
Mm-hmm.
He was shot in the stomach, taken to a local hospital. And he just a crackpot, I guess. He didn't have a weapon on him. He crouched into a shooter's stance as if he was going to fire a weapon. I don't know if this was a suicide attempt or what, but clearly the guy has
lots of nutcakes
major mental issues. So,
yeah.
So Trump returned to the podium after it was given the all clear, and he said that the Secret Service had handled everything well, as they always do, and then they moved on about their business.
So then in New York City, about the same time, a fellow named Derek Ingram who is an organizer of this group in New York, the BLM movement in New York, was in his Manhattan apartment, a police helicopter overhead, officers banging on his door, police dogs in the hallway. The street outside was closed off by two dozen police vehicles. Dozens of officers came wearing tactical gear, carrying shields. At that time, Black Lives Matter supporters had gathered with bullhorns and cameras to protest what was apparently Ingram's imminent arrest. His question was, what did I do? This was on a post that was in still in Instagram. I was born black, but what did I do? This was in Hell's Kitchen. I don't know that. I've forgotten. What is Hell's Kitchen? You lived in New York for a long time. Mm-hmm. What's Hell's Kitchen like? Is it, why do they call it Hell's Kitchen?
Well, that dates all the way back to, like, you know, when the, you know, like, gangs of New York and Hell's
New
Kitchen.
New Amsterdam? Yeah, right, okay.
Yeah, like the 20s or 30s, I think, is when it was named Hell's Kitchen. But Hell's Kitchen now is, it's on the west side. It's basically, if anyone's ever been to Broadway and you head west of Broadway where all the restaurants are, that's Hell's Kitchen.
So, here's the reason, listen to this. This is how stupid these police are.
Yeah.
They went to this guy's house because he was accused of assaulting an officer. The assault was yelling in the officer's ear with a megaphone.
Yeah.
So they sent these, I mean, what the hell is the matter with these people? It is, it's so obvious. I mean, it's not like an episode of New York of Blue Bloods or something. And blah Blasio and his BS, it just is, I don't get it. I don't understand how these people are so tone deaf to this.
There was, I don't know if you saw this, but, I think it was 2 weeks ago, there was this very dramatic footage of, a woman who, in the middle of Second Avenue in Manhattan, this minivan, not a marked police car, this looked like an average minivan, pulls up, and all these unmarked cops jump out. They're in plain clothes with bulletproof vests on. They grab her, shove her to the ground, literally throw her into the back of the minivan. And all these, you know, I call them rent-a-cops, all these, like, bike cops are surrounding everybody, and they're threatening to pepper spray everyone who's, like, filming this and shouting at the cops that what did this woman do? She had done, she did graffiti, and that was the response to graffiti.
Right. And now,
if you saw this, it looked like an abduction. That's what it looked like.
Yeah. On our new affiliate in Chicago, WCGO, they're reporting today 100 people were arrested after more unrest in Chicago aimed at protesting the amount of people who were dying, or last weekend, but every weekend. This is troubling. This all of this stuff is so troubling. And one wonders where, you know, it's bad enough that it happens, but it's gotten to the point now, it's kind of like the Republicans and the Democrats. It's no matter what the police do, it gets scrutinized because of these overreactions to things. Do I think it was a good idea for this guy to yell in a cop's ear with a megaphone? Absolutely not. If I'd have been the police officer, I'd have slapped him around a little bit, maybe at that moment, or somehow or other, confronted at that the situation at that moment needed a confrontation. It needed a resolve. But to have, like, I don't know how long it was, days later, you go to this guy's house and you say, I have all this firepower and the, come on. It's just so, it reeks, yells, screams for somebody to have some common sense. The criticism came, the governor, I guess, De Blasio, blah, Blasio knew about it, and then after the fact, he criticized it. Cuomo criticized it, but after the fact, what the hell good does that do? Here's something nice.
The problem, though, is that people, even though Cuomo's from Queens, he's in Albany. He's not, you know, a lot of the times I've seen his press conferences where stuff like that goes on in Manhattan, and then, you know, people, a reporter will bring it up to him during the press conference, and he gives very honest reactions to things, and then he'll look into something later on, but he doesn't always know every single thing that happens, You know, I always tend to connect him very heavily to Manhattan, but he is, you know, he's way upstate, so he doesn't always know exactly, you know, what's the minor stuff that's going on like that. But, I wouldn't be surprised if he has some sort of, and being the former district attorney, I'm sure he had some thoughts on the legality of that.
Yeah. LeBron James in sports news, or sports figures, trying his hand at writing children's books. HarperCollins announcing two books with the LeBron James Foundation. The debut book is a picture book called I Promise, scheduled for release today. Books have the ability to teach, inspire, and bring people together. That's why these books and the opportunity to get children and parents reading together means so much to me, as said LeBron James. He's turned out to be quite a functional human being, frankly.
Mm-hmm.
When he was a kid, he was kind of a brat.
He was 17. He was a 17-year-old kid with millions of dollars thrown at him because of his incredible ability. Yeah. I think he's matured remarkably.
Yeah. He's become quite a contributes well to society.
Mm-hmm.
He went on to say, most importantly, we wanted to make sure these stories are ones that every single child can see themselves in, which is excellent. Relatability. That's how anybody learns. LeBron was inspired by the values and initiatives of his foundation's I Promise program when he started on this picture book. Another book, a novel for middle grade students, is following next year. He's dedicated his time off the court to helping schools in his hometown of Akron. Started the I Promise School, a public school where students have an opportunity to earn full tuition college scholarships. I wonder how that school is running now in light of the coronavirus thing. I wonder how that program has helped a lot of youngsters. But it's actually going. It doesn't really work unless you're actually in the physical confines of the school, at least from what my friends who live in that area have said. But he's
LeBron started buying a bunch of iPads and stuff to give the students to take home so they can keep up with, you know, their teachers and things.
Yeah. Well, the school also has medical resources, mental health resources, family services, literacy programs, that sort of thing, and access to a food pantry, which is something that now more and more schools are getting into it. And that's really kind of wild, too, when you consider what's going on in our country or what ought to be going on. All right, let's see what we have in terms of television news. My friend MacGruber is back with a series. It's a play on MacGyver, right?
Yeah, it was an SNL skit that he was basically a bumbling, kind of fumbling version of MacGyver. And it was a funny skit. The movie has a cult following, so I'm not surprised that Peacock is pretty desperate for material, so they're going to turn it, which is the NBC NBC streaming service. So they're going to own the rights to it.
Yeah, to CBS with those all-access shows like The Good Fight that were on last, I would have thought all that stuff would show up. The earlier versions of them, you know, a couple of years old, they did that last year. I was looking forward to them doing it this year. Even though I have CBS All Access, I never watch it. And I wonder why they didn't bring that sort of stuff back instead of some of the trivial crap that they're putting on TV that passes supposedly for entertainment. Meanwhile, NBC Universal is laying off 35,000 people. That's an interesting reality.
They cut E! News. E! News is gone now. And the third hour of the Today Show, that most of that staff is gone. They just know people are watching streaming. That's where it's at.
All right, and good thought to wishes to Rachel Ray, who's had a fire at her house. But everybody apparently is okay, so that's good. It is 10 before the hour on the DJV program. Good stuff.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR PCR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
What is your interest in technology? Let's see if we can scratch that interest a little bit here. Tech Talk time, 53 after the hour. Doug Steffen here with Victoria Keelan to run through whatever today's program focuses, like Amazon, Apple, and Facebook all together have got an issue with the president. What's that?
Well, they have, it's not necessarily with him, but the issue is the guest worker visas. And this is something that affects people. I don't think people realize how many of these guest worker visas, you know, you think of like farm workers or laborers, but these are highly skilled. H-1B is the name of the guest worker visa. These are highly skilled people from around the world who work in Silicon Valley. And these are, engineers, designers, coders. These are really important people they're an important cog in the wheel of how Silicon Valley runs. And so Apple, Facebook, Twitter, and Microsoft have gotten together now, and they filed a brief on Monday saying that the president's suspension of non-immigrant visa programs, supposedly to protect American workers, actually harms those workers, their employers, and the economy in general. That what these companies are essentially saying is that the argument that Trump has made about these restrictions is that he feels that this can help the economy recover faster if we don't have these workers here. But all of these tech companies are saying, hold up, that's not how our business works. We need these workers here in order to keep up with the demand for iPhones and software and updating all of Facebook and Twitter and things like that. So the H-1Bs, those are the foreign visas, they're just for tech workers, and they are it's a range of guest workers, but most of the time, in most cases, the H-1Bs are just for tech companies. And so far now, a coalition of trade groups have already sued the administration over this ban. Nearly 50 companies, organizations, and trade associations were in on this amicus brief on Monday, And this is PayPal, Adobe, Reddit, Netflix. I mean, every tech company that you can imagine says that they really need these non-immigrant visa programs. And I understand the thinking behind, you know, what Trump is probably saying, like, why don't we have Americans doing this? I get that. But until we, this next generation of kids, the Gen Z, these kids are learning to code in kindergarten. That they will replace these non-immigrant visas when they are old enough. But right now, we don't have the workforce that can do the jobs that these H-1Bs are doing. So we'll see where it goes. It's going to probably go as to a lot of high courts, maybe not all the way to the Supremes, but I think it's probably going to have legs.
This is taken, the original program was for farm workers, H-1A. It's for farm workers, H-1B is for tech workers, but it's the same philosophy, the same idea.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, at the moment, those folks are needed the same as we need. Yeah, I'd like to think that moving forward, we'd have Americans to do the farm work again at some point in time. We don't make it so easy for you to make money, more money than you would if you were working by collecting. All right, up next here, Instagram has barged into TikTok space.
The Geek Out.
The social media app TikTok has been in the news of late, mostly because of concerns about privacy issues and accusations that data from the app could be collected for the Chinese government. But the reality is the base concept of short, fun videos with music beds is very popular on an epic scale. So Instagram is now in the same game with Reels. Rolling out last week, Facebook added what amounts to a complete copy of TikTok just inside their existing, also very popular Instagram app. Maybe Instagram is doing this just in case TikTok does get banned here in the States, so Zoomers can then post their fun, dancey videos over on Reels instead. If you want to know more, we've tweeted details over at The Geek Out.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
All right, the billboard situation. This is something nobody usually thinks about. Explain how they track that they're selling billboards and how many people watch them or see them. So how does that work?
For the last 4 years in the U.S., I did not know this, for the last 4 years, every time you pass a Clear Channel billboard, there is a radar tracking technology that zaps your phone and then follows you around. Sure, this is they say it's anonymized
Clear
mobile
Channel
data.
Clear Channel is iHeart. It's this, you know, they think
well, it's not even off, them. Right? It's just that this is allowed. This is legal. And so for the last 4 years, when you drive by one of these billboards, it tracks where you go, what you buy, how you shop, what you watch on TV. It all is, and it's legal. In the EU, it hasn't been legal. So now Clear Channel has just gotten clearance to do this over there. So they're going to be moving to all across Europe. But just think about that every time you pass a billboard.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.